Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's that time of the week. We bring in friend of the show, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you as well. And TD, obviously the news coming out yesterday, Derrick Henry has signed the franchise tag tender. I think both Joe and I have agreed that's a good sign in terms of the relationship aspect of the negotiations between Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. What's kind of your reaction to the news coming out that Henry has signed his franchise tag tender?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I feel it's a good move towards them getting a long-term deal worked out. Both sides want to get that done, so it's definitely a good situation. And now, whenever this whole thing passes and they get back into the groove of things, you don't have to worry about a holdout. That's really the biggest thing.
Does it make you think any differently, Teron, about, you know, just this coming together? And how confident are you, and what do you think a long-term deal looks like at this point?
Yeah, I felt all along that was something that was going to happen. You know, as far as the long-term deal, John Robinson hinted at wanting to do that one. We spoke to him at the combine, and obviously Derrick Henry, you know, he wanted to get paid. So I thought all along it was going to happen. Now, as far as what that deal could look like, I mean, it could be all over the place. I think it's a deal that they want to get done, but they obviously have to make sure they don't handicap themselves down the line. So I think it'll be a front-loaded deal. I would say a 3 to 4 year deal, but one that they could get out of after 2 years. I think it's going to be high in guaranteed money. I think his goal is going to, and I'm talking about true guaranteed money. I think his goal is going to be to beat Ezekiel Elliott in one way or another. You know, whether it's average, which you could put together a deal to be framed to where it looks like, oh yeah, the average is really good. But I think there's going to be a high guarantee, and that's going to be covered within the first 2 years.
Teron, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel addressing the media earlier this week, outside of Derrick Henry that John Robinson talked about there, what were your biggest takeaways from John Robinson and Mike Vrabel?
For me, it was that they're still in the Jadeveon Clowney race. I thought that was really interesting. He was very open with that. You know, he said he talked to the representatives, and there's some things that, you know, they're trying to work through and see what happens. So that was probably the biggest standout. I thought it was also interesting how he had mentioned that if they aren't able to come to the facility to do the draft, they're going to do Zoom or Microsoft. I forget what the I'm not going to give them a free endorsement.
That's right.
He talked about different ways that they could, be able to teleconference so they could make the draft happen.
Yeah, the Clowney thing is interesting, Teron. And John Clayton, who, of course, you know, is out in Seattle, I think he tweeted yesterday, you know, the price tag maybe down around $17 million mark. I'm bad at math. But I'm looking at their cap space and the various things they still have to do, you know, down the road here. And I'm struggling to see how that would work for them either. I mean, what do you think the number would have to be for that to get serious?
I think that $17-18 million is a number that they could make happen. I covered the Eagles for a bit, and Howie Roseman, I saw him do some different things to make numbers work. And I would imagine that, you know, Vin Marino, he could get that done too. And they may have to shift some things around for different contracts to make it happen. But if a team really wants a player, they could make it happen. So I think, you know, that $17, $18 million, I think that's something that they could make some things happen to afford, and that way they could bring him in.
Would you pay him that much?
I'm sorry?
Would you pay him that much?
I would. I think he impacts the game enough to be able to do that. And obviously, it's not always in the box score, but yeah, I would pay him that much.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, on the line with us. Teron, how surprised are you that Logan Ryan has been on the market this long? And just from all indications, just the market for him doesn't seem to be where he thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that he's still there. I felt that he was one of those guys that would go, maybe not in that first wave, but right afterwards. And it's very interesting that he's still out there. I don't know what the situation is. I don't think $10 million, which is apparently the asking price, I don't think that's too much for a guy like Logan Ryan and what he brings to the table. So I really want to see what happens. You know, that's another situation where John Robinson said they've been in contact with his representatives also. So we'll see.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep with the Terrons in the GM chair hypotheticals with you here then, Teron. So if the Titans could get Logan Ryan, whether it's, you know, maybe it's a little bit less than 10, whatever it may be, then you got more flexibility for some other things, or you're strapped but you get Clowney. Which way are you choosing?
Yeah, that's tough.
I stumped you for a second.
No, I didn't stump me. It's just tough to, after seeing the impact that Logan Ryan has, right, as a leader and then also as a player, it's tough, especially considering how much leadership has just flowed right out of that locker room. But I would probably say get Clowney. And I think what you're going to have to do is have your front end make your back end better, you know. And if they get Clowney, then that means, you know, that first round, they have to really hope that Jeff Gladney will be there. If not, then, you know, you're going to have to draft a corner at some point in those first three rounds.
Teron, how concerned would you be if Mike Vrabel is indeed the guy who ends up calling plays on defense, that in terms of how he operates as a head coach, that maybe takes him away, maybe not even intentionally, but takes him out of some more of the head coaching responsibilities, since he's going to be so focused on calling plays defensively?
I wouldn't be concerned about that. I think he could still do what he has to do as a head coach, even though he's calling plays, because honestly, defense is his baby, you know what I mean? So either way, on game day, he's still involved with the play calling. You know, I'm talking about when Dean Pease was there. He was still involved either way, you know. So I think he would be fine. I don't think there would be any issues. I think bringing in Hazlitt was a good move for him, because that gives him another veteran, a guy who's been in that head coaching chair that can actually – you know, help him out as far as preparation is concerned and even reactionary situations on game day.
Teron, we've talked a lot about, you know, just the NFL in general, the fact that they are pushing forward. They've gone through free agency here as normal. It's not normal, but they've, you know, at normal time. The draft is happening. There's some criticism for that. I know I guess I'm grateful that, you know, we have at least something to talk about. But what do you think about the way Roger Goodell has handled this? And what do you think the draft is going to look like on those 3 days?
I think he's done a great job handling it, honestly. And if you look at the different things that have still went on, I don't see any of them being a health hazard, right? I mean, what's bad about having a video conference with a prospect, you know, or what's bad about, you know, talking to representatives on the phone? I think it's fine with what they've done. Now, as far as the draft is concerned, it's really unfortunate for Vegas, right? Because I know they were going to try. I don't think they can outdo what happened here in Nashville last year, but they were going to try. So it's unfortunate that the draft isn't out there as far as the whole spectacle that it normally is. But I think it's going to look like the old days. You know, you watch the 30 for 30, right? Elway, Esiason, and then Marino. You know what I mean? And it's picking up the phone and making announcements. I think that's how it's going to look. So it's going to be cool in a way because it will be different, right? And everybody's going to have to set up in their home offices. Even the analysts. So that's going to be just a different thing, but I think it's going to be all virtual, you know, all online.
Teron, last thing for you here. Obviously, you've had some conversations with Jalen Hurts, former Oklahoma quarterback, of course, former Alabama quarterback as well. What do you make of his prospects at the quarterback position in the NFL?
I think he's a top three quarterback, and I just find it really interesting how there are some other quarterbacks who haven't done what he's been able to do and have different question marks, but those question marks are just kind of tucked away, you know. And I think Hurts, if you look at it and you just want a football player that could step right in and lead your team from the jump, he's the guy. I don't think there's any quarterback more ready to do that as far as like being able to lead. Now, obviously, you know, Joe Burrow, you know, that's a guy who has, you know, who's a better prospect. But I think Jalen Hurts is not getting the props that he really should. And it's a shame. But, you know, it's happened before where guys were overlooked and over-doubted. And they got to the league and they did the right thing and showed that, you know, the people on their side were right. And I think if he goes to the Patriots, it's going to be very interesting. And that's the team I think is going to get it.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport has been our guest here on Morning Drive. TD, thanks so much as always, man, for joining us. We appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of the Jalen Hurts conversation. Some interesting comments by Teron Davenport there. We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.